latest team news from clubcall.com.
These are your latest Newcastle United headlines. Well, Manchester City have been linked with a move for Newcastle winger Andros Townsend and could be said to pay his £10.5 million release fee. Liverpool were also linked with the player earlier on Tuesday, but thought the Reds have no interest in taking the player. But Manchester City could try and take advantage of Newcastle's relegation to the Championship by making a move. The Magpies, though, are still determined to try and keep hold. An offer of £10.5 million could trigger a release clause in the player's contract signed in January and allow him to walk away from St James's Park. Newcastle are hoping to persuade him to stay and help their Championship promotion push by upping his £55,000 a week contract to £75,000. It'll make him the standout highest paid player in the Championship. Tottenham midfielder Alex Pritchard is said to be a target for Newcastle. Pritchard, who shone alone at Brentford 2 seasons ago, prompting a call-up to England's squad for the European Under-21 Championship, agreed a new 4-year deal with the Londoners last summer. Injuries hindered the 23-year-old's progress. He was also loaned out to Premier League West Brom in the second half of last season, but had little success. It's thought now that Newcastle could be willing to make a bid for the player to try and bring him into St James's and help their promotion push. Rafael Benitez is also being linked with a swoop to sign Isaac Hayden, 21-year-old centre-half, still to make his Premier League debut for parent club Arsenal, but has had a couple of League Cup games for the Gunners. He also spent a stint last season alone at Hull City and helped them win promotion, playing 18 times in the Championship and 6 in the Cup. It's thought that Newcastle are looking at a possible loan deal, but it's thought Arsenal boss Arsene Wenger would look for some guarantees of regular football before agreeing another temporary move, with Mike Williamson, Stephen Taylor leaving, plus Fabrizio Colaccini wanting to return to Argentina. Newcastle in dire need of at least one new central defensive signing this summer.